Archaim HaKadosh, Mekasha, Sosa the Tzadik, have Lichtige Shabbos, Lichtige Chodesh, Lichtige everything. So it says in Pasuk after the whole rebellion of Korach, so Vidaber Hashem Moshe Vel Aaron Leimer, Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron saying, He bod l'metoch eid hazoi, separate yourself from this gathering of Korach and his Adosai, v'chal lo'isam karoga, and I'll destroy them in one moment. In other words, Eda means Klal Yisrael, not just that was the threat of Hashem. I'll just destroy them all. So Vyipla Pnei, Moshe falls on his face. Moshe and Aaron fall on their faces. V'yomru Kel Keiruches Lachobos or Ishach Yechta. One person does something wrong. V'Kolei Tiktzayf. So they're Rachamim and Vaydarshem Moshe Lamer. So Hashem says to Moshe, fine, tell all of Klal Yisrael that they should separate from Korach, and he'll just destroy Korach. Fine. So the Shaila that the Archaim HaKadosh asks, what does it mean in the beginning? Vayidaber Hashem Moshe L'Aaron, that Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron Lamer, saying that Moshe and Aaron should separate from the rest of them because Hashem's going to destroy everyone else. What's Lamer? There's a special tzivoy to Moshe and Aaron. He's not, usually Lamer means, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael a message. What's the message to Klal Yisrael? It's to Moshe and Aaron, that they should separate. Fakert, Hashem's trying to say that only they should separate. So the Archaim HaKadosh says like this, that this was the Rabbanu Shalom, L'zen Ischakim Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom was giving a pischein peh. He was hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu that there's a space for Yeshua to take place over here. The fact that Hashem says to Moshe, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, what does he have to say Moshe and Aaron should separate? What, kivyochel, there's a chashash that Moshe and Aaron are going to be destroyed because they're within dalat amas of the, what does it mean? So says the Rechaim HaKadosh, by Hashem saying to Moshe, he bodlu, what Hashem is hinting to Moshe is, there's still potential here. If you somehow are able to work it out, that there should be a separation between whoever, if you could create a separation between whomever and Korach, then they'll be saved. So Hashem doesn't say it openly. Hashem says, okay, Moshe and Aaron separate, but this is lamer. Hashem says, the Rechaim HaKadosh, this is Hashem putting an etza in Moshe Rabbeinu's mind of davening. That he's a daven for Klal Yisrael, and he has an etzah, and so that's what Moshe Rabbeinu finds. That Moshe and Aaron find the chizik that they're going to say to Hashem, "Ishach yechta v'kolei detiksoich." Why are you putting everyone in the same package? Just like you're telling us to separate from Adas Kairach, all of Klal Yisrael is separate from Adas Kairach. So only take care of Adas Kairach, and the rest of them should be fine. Hashem says, "Maskim." But that was the Rabbanu Shem planted that seed in Moshe's mind to lamer that he should open his mouth and say that taina, because the Rabbanu Shem told him first. So there's already a an idea of that if you separate from Korach, it'll be fine. And so that's what the Rav Hashem does. So even in the Tzar itself, when Hashem is angry, even in that moment, the Rav Hashem plants seeds by the Tzaddikim, they should be able to be Mamte Gozinim and be Marach Nishmaim. Because Hashem, Shvi Zaychataka through Gilev Nishmas Moshe and Aaron Akain and so on, Shvi Zaychataka to see all the brachas and all the Yeshuas, we just go to like Barachim and Meir Amen.
Amen.